You remind me of my dad. You're both goofy.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, back here on the Bob Culture Podcast, and then guys, I'm honored right here at the New Jersey Horror Con at Showboat and ecstatic to introduce the man who's played such iconic roles in movies and TV series such as Hocus Pocus, Boy Meets World, A Goofy Movie, Max Goof, one of my all-time favorites. Guys, please welcome to the show actor, voice actor, director, and producer, Mr. Jason Marsden. How are you, man?
Great. What a great intro.
Oh, thanks, man.
It comes to be a eulogy.
No, not at all.
Dead in his Hollywood apartment.
No. Not at all, man. Dude, I appreciate a few minutes. How are you? How's everything?
Great. Are you having a good time?
I'm having a ball. I'm having a blast. I came over here. You're playing drums. We feature a lot of drummers. We just had Vinny. A lot of drum stuff going on. So that I was like, I like this guy already. It's great, man.
Yeah, I bring my drum pad with me when I go to cons.
Love it.
It's a great place to practice the rudiments.
Absolutely.
Know, the paradiddles.
Paradiddles, double paradiddles. Oh, I could go on all day.
It's the one instrument you can, like, take with you wherever and still kind of, like, practice.
Yeah.
Bring some sticks with you.
I love it, man. I'm always drumming. I used to get yelled at school all the time.
Yeah.
Real quick, so let's ask the first question on everyone's mind. Who would win in a fight, Thackeray Binks or Salem from Sabrina?
You know, that question has been brought up a couple of
times. Oh, okay.
I would definitely have to say, this is not my biased opinion.
Yes.
But I would definitely say it would be Thackeray. Why? Because Thackeray is, he's the hero. He's,
yes.
He's out there, you know, fighting for the children. Against, you know, fighting against the witches, save the children. What does Salem do? He sits in a living room and he tells sarcastic jokes.
He is
the fat, useless, contented house cat that Thackeray Binks does not want to be. Thackeray Binks, all the way!
Absolutely. Yeah, you know, Sam's a little more self-serving. I like that answer. That's great. So your resume includes that of superheroes, Disney all-time classic characters. You've even played incarnations of Clark Kent, Peter Pan. Was there a character or role that meant the most to you or was a favorite?
It's hard. It's a hard question to answer. It's like picking your favorite child or pet.
Yeah, I get that.
But like Max, I love Max.
That's my favorite, man. That's my favorite, man.
You remind me of my dad. You're both goofy.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, man. I love it.
Because I'm like a Disney fan, you know, and now part of like Disney lore, and it makes everyone happy. I didn't know that movie was going to be a big, like, thing as it is now.
Yeah, man. Oh, my sister and I, we love it growing up, man. So real quick, do you prefer on-camera roles or off-camera roles, whether it be voice acting or directing or producing or anything like that? Do you have a preference?
No, it's I love acting, and, you know, on-camera or behind the mic, it's all acting, and the difference is, you know, am I showing up to set and putting on a costume, or am I showing up to a studio in my pajamas and...
Yeah. Nice.
It's they're different beasts. I love doing cartoons. I think mostly because, like, I'm working with people I used to listen to growing up.
Yeah.
Saturday morning cartoons and whatnot, and it's a lot of fun. It gives me a lot of joy. It brings a lot of people joy. That's it. I just like that. I like to act, man.
Yeah, man. Well, you're good at it, that's for sure. What a resume. And real quick, man, I know you're very, very busy. But, you know, I'm trying to make my way as an interviewer and a drummer. Obviously, I've been playing the drums since I was 11.
I haven't played the drums yet.
I got some tricks up my sleeve. I'll show you some stuff. But really, any advice to anyone who's trying to become an actor or get into voice acting? Anyone trying to make it into the business? Any advice or anything like that?
Well, this is across the board, especially for voice acting. People always ask, you know, how do I become a voice actor? You know, my friends at work say I do a great Bugs Bunny. I should be a voice actor.
Like, yes.
Okay, it's great. I'm sure that you do a great impression of Bugs Bunny. We all do.
Right.
Hey, what's up, Doc? It's my best impression, but...
Nice.
But I'm not Mel Blanc, you know? Mel Blanc was an actor.
Yeah.
So that's the key thing, voice acting. So I highly recommend that you take scene study, you take improv, you take acting classes, and you work up your acting chops. It's no good having a great voice, a great textured voice, unless you can perform with it.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Hey, really well said. Thanks for a few minutes, man.
Oh,
great talking to you. Good luck with the drumming, man. You're going to kill it.
Thank you, sir. Dig it.